Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Visualization is such a powerful tool. The most successful athletes in the world are very familiar with the power of visualization to transform our lives, our actions, and ultimately our results. This can be a great practice to do each day, if just for a few moments, just to tap into and re-remember where it is we'd like to be and what it is that we can do today to make that a reality. And every once in a while, it can be great to have a refresher, to really sit down and spend some time crafting our vision for our life and for the person that we'd like to be. So in today's meditation, I'd like to give you that very opportunity to spend a little time imagining exactly who you want to be and what kind of life you'd like to live. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down. Allow your eyes to gently drift closed and begin with a few deep breaths. Beginning to bring your attention into the here and now. Starting to notice the feeling of the air on your skin, the temperature of the room, any sensations inside of your body, settling in for a moment, beginning to allow a sense of calm or relaxation. You might imagine yourself wrapped up in a warm, cozy blanket. And imagine that you can feel that warm, comfortable feeling. Spreading now through each muscle. Even down into your bones. Relaxing a little more into this moment. And you can begin to imagine a door. Whatever kind of door you prefer. Maybe it's a big metal door or a wooden door or the front door to your house or bedroom door or any kind of door at all. Imagine this door simply floating in space. And before we open the door, you know that on the other side of this door, we're going to find your vision. A vision of a life worth living. The vision that would have you jump out of bed, ready to take on the day. And as you open the door, I'd like you to begin by imagining where it is that you would wake up in this perfect vision of this perfect day. What kind of room do you open your eyes to? Is there a nightstand? What kind of sheets do you pull back as you set your feet upon the floor? What kind of floor is it? Is it wooden or carpet? What might you see as you look around that room? What What might you sense? What feeling would this room give you? As you begin to move around, I'd like you to imagine the first thing that you would do in your perfect day. And now moving through your morning, notice if there are other people around. Are they people you already know and love? Or are there new people to enjoy? And just for a moment, I'd like you to think about what would change in your life right now today if you were to appreciate the people in your life just as much as you do in this vision. And now imagining what you might do for lunch in your perfect day. What exciting adventure can you get into today? What parts will you most enjoy? Maybe the beautiful blue sky of a picnic, or the relaxing atmosphere of a little bistro. Maybe you imagine yourself working straight through lunch with a sandwich in a box, so wrapped up in your creative endeavors that you don't even notice the time. Notice if you begin to imagine any stress or tension in this perfect day. And if this truly is your perfect day, whatever you want it to be, how do you want to feel? And imagine that now. Imagine what fun things you might do in the afternoon of a perfect day. Maybe there are many different things you've always wanted to do. Notice what feels the most exhilarating. and begin to imagine how you might spend the evening of your perfect day. Who would you have dinner with? Where would you go? And why? Why of all the places in the world did you choose this dinner at this place? What amazing, wonderful feelings will that create for you? And how might you spend the night of this perfect day? Is there someone beside you? Or maybe many? Where in the world would you rest your head at the end of your perfect day? I'd like you to imagine now that you can float back down from this beautiful place, but bringing with you some of those key feelings, senses, and emotions that made this the perfect day for you. And I challenge you to find all the ways that you can begin to incorporate, generate, and create these same wonderful feelings for yourself in your life right now, today. If you wake up to the sunrise each morning in your perfect day, maybe it won't be just as you imagined it, but what could you do today to make that true for you today? Each time we bring a little piece of our perfect day into the here and now, we get a little closer to truly living that perfect day and coming back fully into today. You can take one final deep breath. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate yourself for taking this time to tune in to you. Thank you so much for listening to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast. I have a new course getting ready to launch very soon. The Quiet Your Inner Critic online course. In this 7-module course, we will break through everything that's holding you back from having the most positive relationship with you so that you can grow in confidence and reduce any worry, stress, and anxiety that you've been carrying around for far too long. So go ahead and visit jenniferdevoo.com and get on the waiting list to know the moment that the Quiet Your Inner Critic online course goes live.